Blog Talk Radio.
10 seconds. Okay. Testing, testing, everybody. Testing, testing. Let's begin with the usual kind of proverbial sound checks. Fantastic. Okay. Yep, I do have the thumbs up. Now, if I can't keep this mass meditation to well within half an hour, please do not shoot the messenger. Again, we're the only mass meditation group doing a mass meditation up against some rather unpleasant things, which means primarily extra dimensionals, as they're called. Most of you refer to them as light beings. Many of you archangels, most commonly known. The workload in terms of the physical component of consciousness projection and energy work from the physical, which has way more power, it's given over to us. You know, with something like 95% of all star seeds taken out, or mostly inactive, not completely, that's the deal. And so thank goodness we're really close to the end of what I call the physical plane culmination point of actualized planetary liberation. Now, sorry if I can't hide the slurps of my tea. I'm having tea this time. So this is the Unknown Light Warrior. Welcome to this 144K New Moon Mass Meditation on January the 12th in the United States, and that's Central, Mountain, and Pacific. It is January the 12th. On the east coast of North America, let alone the rest of the world, it is January the 13th. Lucky 13. And I won't be going into any of the current planetary situation updates and perspectives and contexts. Most of you know the context now. If you're on this call, it means that you received at least one of the briefings within the emails that has the link to this mass meditation, so you know the deal. And let's get right into it. The teams are saying just go ahead, you know, because even if we stop the dark ones from doing what they're trying to do tonight with their rituals, that's still a big success. It means I didn't get anywhere. And therefore, they really are going nowhere except straight to source. Many of them that are, shall we say, forcefully dropping their physical bodies at places like Gitmo, typically, you know, they are being taken up to source, literally, to the galactic central sun. And you know, you don't have to take my word for this. This is intuitive information. There is, and let's just say, a fairly sizable off-world ship that every time a Cabal member is executed in front of a firing squad, mostly at Gitmo, there's kind of like a non-physical golden column thing from this ship that's just up above, that takes up the astral body or the soul, whatever you want to call it, or the non-physical aspects of the whatever cabal member that's done extremely nasty stuff to humanity, to us, they're taken up onto that ship, and from there they're transferred over to Ganymede, and then from Ganymede they're taken to the galactic central sun, where their whole essence, all their non-physical aspects, are dissolved back into source. And that's what is true death, okay? That's true death. We all know that physical death is not death. So, you know, any cabal members don't know this yet. They're going to find out soon enough, I suppose. So, begin the process of breathing in very deeply and slowly, and, you know, very consciously, but again, in a relaxed, detached way, very consciously lower the speed of your mind, your brain working, lower the speed of it. Bring yourself more and more into the now. Present with the present, you know the drill. And just, you know, slow deep breaths, hold that at the top for a second or two and let it out slowly. And empty your mind even more. Feel yourself, center yourself even more. Step by step, and this begins to lower your brain waves to alpha initially and then to theta, which is a lot more conducive to psychic work. And you're all psychics, even for those of you who think you are not. We've all had that experience of momentarily being anchored in the now moment, doing something mundane. And you start thinking about someone, and then the phone rings, and lo and behold, it's the person you were thinking about. Or you're in some sort of a situation, you're relaxed and calm. You make a joke among friends, and next thing you know, the thing that you joked about ended up happening. So it's time to start validating that. And then, like I said, it comes more easily when you allow the psychic flow by being relaxed, untrying, and really feel the stillness and centeredness. That ever-present silence in the background. Which, of course, effectively starts the mass meditation. Okay. Just continue to breathe while I focus on something. Continue to steel yourself, center yourself even more. Let go and detach. Let go of even the need to do a mass meditation, because your heart is running the show anyway. And breathe. Okay, now I want you to all to visualize yourself being on the street in front of your house, something that you're quite familiar with. And if you're in the US and Europe for that matter, I believe, just pretend that it's broad daylight and you're out on the street, standing in front of your house in the middle of the street. You look at one end of the street and you see a golden column all of a sudden appear about 10 feet in front of you. And it goes up into the sky and sort of disappears into the sky. You can't see the end of it. Now just go ahead and walk into this. And by the way, for those of you who haven't studied quantum physics yet, don't worry, this is all real. We make our own matrix. As Pablo Picasso said, everything you imagine is real. And walk right into it. As you approach it, you start to feel just better. General but profound sense of the word. And just walk in, put your fingers in, see them starting to go golden, and then the rest of your hands, and you put your foot in, it turns golden, and in you go. And you're in, and you feel, the best way to explain it is just different. In a way that's completely unfamiliar to you. And command, take me to the greatest shaman. Of my galactic family. And feel yourself lighter, just getting light, both emotionally, not just physically. All you can see is golden light. It's very bright, you have to squint your eyes. And you're ascending. And you're ascending. And then you may start getting glimpses all of a sudden of being outside the atmosphere, seeing that blue hue over the horizon, the clouds way beneath you. And then you see the golden light still. You're still inside the column and you move in into a ship. The golden light disappears and you see yourself on board a ship, kind of like the main room, you'll see all sorts of figures wearing all sorts of outfits and uniforms all around you. For most of us, they're human, but at the same time different. The majority of us, it'll be Pleiadians. Okay, you look ahead and you see a prominent figure, but it looks more like an apparition kind of thing, a light being, you could say. Now, for some of us, it could be our respective higher selves, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensional higher selves, that are shamans. In some cases, energy masters is another term. And just tell everyone, literally, so repeat after me. What do you need my help in removing? Okay. Now, in front of you, all of a sudden, a white sphere materializes. And you see Gaia, sun to appear in the middle of it. You see your part of the world there. And now, it turns to a single color that represents many frequencies, quite often more than one plane and timelines at the same time. And the light being, you notice it sort of, just appears closer to you on your right, encouraging you, guiding you. Okay. Now announce out aloud, I call upon all of my higher dimensional higher selves. I call upon the entirety of my soul. I call upon my authentic oversoul. I call upon my authentic I Am Presence. All of you be here. Right here, right now. So both physical and non-physical off-world forces and many non-physical on-world forces on the non-physical planes, they're sort of feeding information into this single color sphere. So pick your favorite color, whatever color comes to you. My personal favorite is green because of the heart chakra of Gaia. And you look up casually without trying. Now, this is where you engage a little bit of your right hemisphere of your brain. Okay, so with the right hemisphere, hold your I Am Presence, higher self, over soul, just somewhere in the background of your consciousness, and ask them to come more into you and through you. Now, the more you relax and the less you try, the more they're able to come into you and through you, because you sort of step out of the way by trying less and having fun. So hold them in the background of your consciousness somewhere. And sometimes, and look at the green or the sphere representing many, many frequencies or phases within a given plane of existence or multiple planes of existence. It's a very trans-plane or trans-dimensional kind of energy we're working with here, with a bit of help from our omnipresent I Am Presence. You can imagine your I Am Presence as a ball of light up above sphere that holds the Gaia. If you need the reminder. Now see this sphere come a little closer to you. So it's only about barely 6 feet away. And so all, like I said, physical and non-physical forces, they're literally sending information, displaying things. And don't worry if you don't see anything yet. It does come. You just have to be with the image and let the mind let go of even the need to see anything. That's the kind of irony. Quite often happens instantaneously. If you notice some sort of a faint, fleeting image appear, sort of seize on that. Pay attention to it. Let it unfold. Okay. You can always change the color of the sphere, the quarantine sphere, to help you with any color contrast of visualization. And of course, if you're already seeing things, chances are it's a dark gray, or black color. Transmute it. Okay, you're going to activate your god or goddess power. And you're going to transmute. This is what we're here for, first and foremost, to transmute darkness into light or bring darkness back into the light. And we're going to do it en masse. So we're just going to do this for another 5 minutes. So from time to time, put your consciousness on your high selves, your I Am Presence, and ask, you know, tell them, okay, this is it. Work through me. Here we go. When you're turning something that you see into bright white light, and then gradually watch it, you know, disappear, either straight away or slowly, whatever works for you. You know, some of you, especially you aura healers, you may see holes in Gaia's aura, transmute away to seal them into a beautiful natural goddess feminine colors. All you technician types or engineers, you can go to town on any structures, even on the physical plane. The trick is to expand or be open to receiving something things that are outside your reference points. Do that consciously so you can, you know, see more. And what you see is usually magnified. It's not usually the actual size of what it is that you're seeing and transmuting. But your higher self or your team or your I Am presence is showing it to you at the size where you can visually see it, grasp it. You know, certain things can be the size of a quantum particle or an atom. Okay. And like I said, no need to slay the dragon with your sword or spear of destiny or whatever. That's old school now. We just visualize things turning into bright white light and then watching it disappear. Now, there's always going to be someone that's either a victim of the dark rituals, or those of you who specialize in shutting down and clearing black magic. Go ahead and look at Europe. If you're in Europe or North America, if you're in North America, any little black dots, meaning vortexes, that they open up, turn them into bright white light and watch them disappear, and that's you shutting them down. Let's do that for a couple of minutes. Remember to breathe and have some consciousness on your I Am presence or higher self up above this quarantine sphere, trying their hardest over there on the East Coast and San Francisco and California. And this can all be done as quickly as your mind or your mind's beliefs, your beliefs will allow you to do it. Okay. Again, ask your higher self and your own presence to guide you, and then be with the image. Trust in your mind's eye. Trust in it. By just being with the image and be with that image without analyzing, labeling. Let your higher mind reveal the image to you. And you can do that a lot better if you really do put your point of attention on your inner eye. Don't try, have fun, be adventurous, but neutral, detached, still. Be with the image. Let your higher minds reveal it to you. You just have to be the witness. Don't do anything. Be there. Begin to finish up whatever it is that you're doing. Okay. Now, finish off. Imagine your part of the world, okay? Just imagine over your part of the world the light coming in being sort of blasted in like cannons from these huge motherships just being blasted in from outside the veil and tearing through the veil or the grid, what's left of it, tearing through and going through the ground as if there's nothing there. And just focus on these white pillars of light breaking through the veil. You may even notice non-physical structures. Or even physical structures, physical satellites, whatever it may be, just breaking down, falling over, falling apart, or switching off, looking dead. And just see these pillars of light from these huge motherships just going through into the heartland of whichever country you're in. And now look up at your higher presence. Say to it, it is commanded that all remaining layers of the negative grid, the so-called veil, be removed safely now. And then you look down to Gaia, and now you see even more light, bright flashes of light that move across, is the best way I can describe it. Again, pick your favorite color to represent Gaia, the various planes and frequencies of Gaia. Imagine these fake images, fake visions of being over Gaia, looking over Gaia. Just see white light just tear open a fake image, and underneath you see the golden rainbow-colored grids of Gaia. Kind of like the way you peel open a tin can. See this light doing that kind of an action of your I Am presence. Hold the vision of your I Am presence just up above Gaia. And now, look at the core of Gaia. Just quick, it's amazing sacred geometry, sacred geometric structures within Gaia. And a glow of light, sun to get bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. Now increase this glowing light and see it begin to shine brighter and come closer and closer to the surface, and see this light now pushing through the surface, pushing up, but at the same time transmuting any negative non-physicals, and also Chimera, or subscribers of Cobra. Imagine them just getting zapped. And just see the outline of your part of the world, whatever continent you're on. See the, you know, the outline of it. Never mind the geography, because we're looking at many different frequencies and planes at once. We're just using the physical geography or the outline of it as a kind of like a guide, keep our rational minds orientated. Now start to see light coming up through your part of the world, lighting up the grids, really lighting up the grids. Grid specialists, those of you familiar with the grids, this is certainly your moment to shine. And this is how we're going to finish off this mass meditation. Keep on bringing in the light more and more, and start to see this light begin to slowly merge with the light from above that's bursting through the veil. Have the occasional glimpse of your I Am presence up above the whole quarantine sphere. As we're just going to spend about another 2 minutes or so really pushing through the light. Before we close and end this mass meditation for today, and for those of you that are astrologically savvy, I suppose you could say, focus on Mercury, which is involved in the tense astrological squares, which we have put focus on in a past meditation not too long ago. Focus it shining brightly and bringing its light of truth and effective communication to Gaia. So I just put that request forward to the teams that we do need to finish up. Okay, I've got some instructions from Goddess. I need to read these out, so bear with me. Now, for just this moment, focus on purifying and transmuting all darkness from the communication grid, which Mercury rules over, in human minds. So clear all the minds, clear all the mental bodies in particular. Again, you can focus on the continents and move waves of white light, holding the intent of clearing the minds and mental bodies of humanity. You can do that if you don't consider yourself a psychic seer. See the light of the pure light of truth breaking through the communication grid. So technicians and engineer types, just imagine all this digital infrastructure, all this white light moving through this digital infrastructure, even on the physical plane, and sending things right, changing it, changing all those codes, down to the quantum level, changing the quantum structure of all of this. Because the so-called secret is when you project your consciousness from the physical to the non-physical, you really are and literally are God, which is who you really are anyway, and you can do this. This is the true reason why we're in the physical, why we're together doing this here and now. Let's change this world. Let's change this planet. Now focus on all militaries and knowing the truth and working for Goddess. And now intensify the light as we finish up in a minute. And well done, everybody, especially those of you on the east coast of North America and Western Europe. Well done. Really proud of you. And needless to say, not just me, that's really proud of you. And, you know, follow your guidance on when to finish up. Okay. What we've achieved today is at least a month's worth, if not 2 months' worth, of clearing negativity, both technological and so-called organic, of raising the timeline, of clearing the veil, the grids, and so forth. We've sort of, what would normally occur with that, in say 1 or 2 months' time, we did it in about half an hour, because such is the actual power of projecting your consciousness from the physical plane to the non-physical. Again, that's what we're here. That's the ultimate reason why we're here. And of course, the extra dimensionals, extraterrestrials, they take advantage of this and up the ante, so to speak, and they clear a lot more. And, you know, they generally synchronize their efforts with mass meditations. It really helps them do a lot more You know, what they could do in a month, they can do in half an hour when we mass meditate, especially in a more focused and specific way that the 144K does. And again, I'm really proud of you all. Once again, keep a very close eye on your inbox, because the 17th, 18th, and 19th does appear to be the period of time when, I mean, it's already all going down, so to speak. But those 3 days in particular, that's when it's really going to be on the surface, on the physical plane surface. Like, they're not going to be able to hide anything anymore. And it's going to cause a little bit of a freak-out factor to the unawakened. And even the awakened, it's going to be intense and a lot of anxiousness and excitement. And we need to, of course, the non-physicals, the negative non-physicals, they're really going to be losing it. And you know, taking advantage of people's instability and anxiety and so forth and fears. And I'm going to leave that at that for now, okay? So watch your inbox very closely, because January is kind of like a very long D-Day, all right? That's when it's all going to happen. To the point where if the physical plane gets liberated, which it obviously will, but if it can be done in a quick and smooth way, we're looking at February or March where it'll be safe for galactic family reunions at the physical level, if we play our cards right. So stick with it, okay? Be on standby. And don't get too caught up in physical plane events. We need to focus on the energies. Physical plane events, physical actions, that's someone else's department. This is our department. So respect who you are by upholding your soul purpose. And just participating in mass meditations like this one upscales the frequency of your soul, which upscales your personal timeline, your field. So you get benefit as well. Directly, not just in the indirect way, by improving things that control the physical plane events and timelines. So watch your inbox, and well done, everybody. This is fantastic. I bid you all farewell for now, and big hugs to you all. I can really feel both physical and non-physical, both on-world and off-world, really expressing enormous amount of love to you. So keep at it, okay? Now's not the time to take it easy or be complacent, let alone give up. Believe me, it's all going to go down this month. As simple as that. And we really need to smooth things over, because the 30% maximum, 30% or so, that isn't aware about the cabal media, aka the mainstream media, who controls it, they're really going to freak out, and we will be needed to bring in a lot of badly needed stability. Okay, so look after yourself, keep yourself clear, give yourself rest, and don't get lost in all the commotion. Be in your own sacred and still and stable space, and keep yourself strong, and Yeah, don't get embroiled in anything. Keep events out there at arm's length away. Be just a little bit watchful. Don't get too caught up with it. This is really important. And watch your inbox. Be ready for that. This is your loving servant, the unknown light warrior, closing this mass meditation, giving you the salute and honor and respect. And I'll talk to you really soon.